Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the first letter of St. John. I hope you've had a chance over the last few weeks to be able to tune in. We've been looking at this letter, which is a powerful articulation, as I mentioned yesterday, of the very essence of Christianity. And it begins right at the beginning of the first chapter, when John wants to tell us, and he just bursts out from his heart, you know, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we proclaim to you. And here, friends, he puts his finger on what is the very essence of Christianity, why the Catholic Church exists, to communicate this truth, both in proclamation, like John is, but also through her life, her sacraments, her teaching and ministry. She has a capacity, because of Christ's promise and Christ's work in her, to communicate this, and that is eternal life. Christianity is all about, fundamentally, it's about the eternal life which has come to us from God. It's a life that every human being needs desperately. Every human being, according to John and according to the apostles and Jesus and the whole of Revelation, is the human race is trapped in sin and subject to sin's consequence, which is death. And death comes because sin separates us from life, which is God. And so this life, this human life, is fundamentally broken. There's something here. There's a death-directed reality to human life that no human being, no technology, no education, no power, no resource has a capacity to change. But God in his mercy, John reminds us, has come to us to give us access to a relationship with God. He calls it here that we can have fellowship with the Father and the Son through the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the life of God that's given to us. So we've been talking about that quite a bit over the last week and a half or so. And again, if you haven't had a chance to hear the programs, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there, as are television programs. And there's just lots of good free material there. I want to encourage you to go and take it up. Our past newsletters, a lot of the articles we've written, they're all there, free booklets that we've put together to help you access the fundamental truths that John has been speaking to us about, teaching us on here. And so yesterday I left off with the reading that the church gave us for yesterday's liturgy, first Monday after Epiphany. It's from 1 John 3, verse 22 on through 4, chapter 4, verse 6. And I touched on the beginning of that, but I want to pick up partly where I left off yesterday and then lead into the reading we're given today. So this is the section I left off yesterday. Beloved, do not trust every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they belong to God. So this is in the context of John's broader picture and helping us understand. He articulated just a bit earlier that the reason the Son of God came was to destroy the power of the devil, the works of the devil. So he's clear about, and he's helping us understand that Christianity is spiritual combat. Living in this world is spiritual combat. It's unavoidable. Whether people believe in it or not, it's happening. And Jesus came to destroy that spiritual power that's at work, leading human beings to eternal separation from God, to death itself, to eternal existence in hell. And so he's telling us that we need to be discerning, we need to be awake and alert, and that responsible discipleship includes testing spirits. What's influencing us? Here John touches on the false prophets who were influencing some of the believers in the communities he was responsible for. He said, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. They've left the believing community because of the following. He said, this is how you can know the Spirit of God. So he's giving you a spiritual principle, a principle of spiritual discernment. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. He goes on, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, who, as you heard, is to come, but in fact is already in the world. What's he saying? Well, the teaching of Scripture is clear that before Jesus returns, there will be literally a personification of this spirit that's in the world, a person, an antichrist person, will arise with great power and will try to lead the church to a final apostasy against Christ. But that same spirit, which is against Christ, that's what antichrist means, obviously, right? That it's set against God's saving plan in the person of his son Jesus. And so what John saw and the false prophets that emerged, some of the people that emerged in the communities that he was responsible for, they were reducing Jesus. This is where I left off yesterday in the program. They were reducing him from Son of God, the second person of the Trinity who comes in human flesh and brings with him eternal life. They deny that it's the Son of God, the true Son of God, who shares the very essence of the life of the Father. And he's a prophet. He's a spiritual guru. He's a philosopher. He's a political radical, whatever it is. And what the devil does not want us to believe is that he's the Father's beloved Son. Why? Because then his death on the cross, the very deed that destroyed the kingdom of darkness, that disarmed the principalities and powers, St. Paul tells us, that death on the cross, that act of love by which we have been saved and the kingdom of God has been destroyed and brought down, that's made possible because of the absolute value, the eternal, infinite, amazing value of the one who died on a cross for us. He offered his life to the Father. His pure, precious, holy blood was shed. And that blood cleanses us from sin. And it's that blood, therefore, that destroys the hold of Satan on our lives. If he was just another person, no matter how wise, how smart, how influential, that sacrifice would not have been sufficient to bring down the kingdom of darkness, because the devil killed the precious, pure, holy, innocent Son of God. He overstepped his bounds, and Paul tells us if the devil would have known what God had planned on Calvary, the mystery hidden for ages, what God had planned in the coming of his Son, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Because the devil did the one thing he never should have done. He shed the blood that makes us clean. He shed the blood that breaks the hold of Satan over the human heart. So this is why false teachers, inspired by the Antichrist spirit, the spirit that refuses to acknowledge God, and he makes the contrast between that Antichrist spirit and the Holy Spirit that we're given. He goes on, he said, this is the spirit of the Antichrist who, as you heard, is to come, but in fact is already in the world. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them, for the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Another way of saying is, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's a truth, a promise, a reality that's so important for us to internalize, because we're living in spiritual combat. But we are more than conquerors, St. Paul tells us, because the victory over sin has already been given to us in baptism. Now, we have to walk it out, and there's still a possibility because of human flesh and because of human freedom that we might turn away from this precious grace that's been given to us by God. But John wants us to know that even though the Spirit is in the world, you don't need to be afraid, because there's something greater at work in you. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Who's in you? God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit has made his home in you. And therefore, you have a greater power within you to access, no matter what the Antichrist spirit, no matter what his plans are and how they may be set against you. He goes on, he said, they belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world. And the world listens to them, right? What's the teaching of the world? That Jesus is just, you know, he's a nice guy, maybe one of history's most enlightened human beings. Again, a prophet, a significant religious historical figure. But what he's not, what the world cannot acknowledge publicly. You notice, I mean, Jesus Christ is literally the King of all creation. All glory and power belong to him. He's the source of our own lives. We're made through him and for him. And of course, the world doesn't see it because the world doesn't want to see it. And as great as Jesus is, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, he's the one human beings ought to be speaking about every day, not just the political heroes of our time or the athletic heroes or the military heroes, which is normal, but there's a deafening silence on the earth. Turn on the television. You never hear, hardly ever, except on religious programming, which is in the big picture, hardly watched, you hear mention of the King of kings and the Lord of lords, of Christ himself. Why? Because as St. John tells us, the whole world is in the power of the devil. What does that mean? That all of creation is somehow demonic, or you know, the beautiful creation, or my next door neighbor? No. What he's saying is that there's spiritual forces at work that are dominating many, many fundamental areas of human life, economic, social, volitional, political, entertainment. It's really a mixed bag, all of it. There's greed, there's lust, there's bitterness. The seven deadly sins seem to be weaved in and out of so many of these social realities. And what they'll never do is acknowledge the lordship and majesty of Jesus Christ, which is exactly what the Holy Spirit comes to do. John goes on, we belong to God, and anyone who knows God listens to us. Here's another sign, right? While anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Those who refuse to acknowledge Jesus come in the flesh, and those who refuse to listen to the teaching, the eyewitness teaching, and the anointed teaching of the apostles. Those are of the Antichrist. So John, the beloved apostle, the one who's so filled with love for Christ, listen to how clearly he speaks about the human condition. And he knows this by revelation. He knows this by the teaching of Christ himself. Now, what's clear as well, if John wants us to see, is that when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, he'll say in tomorrow's reading given to us at Mass, is that when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, not only is the sin problem dealt with fundamentally, which makes it possible for us, as the apostles say, to pass from death to life, but a new fundamental relationship with God has taken place. Jesus has given each of us what belongs to him. That is his relationship to the Father as a son. We now become children of God because God's love has come to us in the person of Jesus, and the gift of the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So today's reading from 1 John 4 says, beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God has been revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. It's a beautiful summary of the very essence of Christianity, of what we believe and what we teach and the reality that we've been empowered to live. I want to take this up in more detail tomorrow. I hope you can join us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burek's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the Church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.